33. Let me, Lord, take our minds and our heart tonight, and help us to understand your word. Give us wisdom, I pray. Verse 30. He put up his mouth.
Your conference recording has stopped.
In the dusk, if so be there many be, hope. He giveth his cheek to him that sinneth him. He is filled full with reproach, for the Lord will not cast off forever. But though he cause grief, yet will he have compassion according to the multitude of his mercy. For he doth not afflict willingly, nor grieve the children of men. He does not afflict us willingly, nor grieve the children of men. But he caused grief, and yet he have compassion according to the multitude of his mercy. Dear Lord, we want to thank you this evening that you are a merciful God, and you are compassionate. And we thank you, Lord, that in spite of you, in cause of the grief, you have the remedy. And we want to thank you so much that you have borne our grief. And we thank you that though we are afflicted, you are the same one who will heal us. So thank you, dear Lord, that you are the great healer. And when trials come, you are there to see us through. Be with us now, I pray. In Jesus' name, amen. Solution for tonight is trial will come. Trials will come. He said, our Heavenly Father does not willingly afflict or grieve the children of men. He has a purpose in the whirlwind, and the storm, in the fire, and in the flood. He has his purpose in the whirlwind, and the storm, the fire, and in the flood. The Lord permits calamities to come to his people, to save them from greater danger. He desires everyone to examine his own heart closely and carefully, and then draw near to God, that God may draw near to him. Lord, I pray this evening that we will be alert and recognize the fact that when trials come, on the storms of life rages, we will cry out to you and allow you to have your way in our life, in my life, Lord. I give you thanks. Our life is in the hands of God. He sees dangers threatening us that we cannot see. He is the giver of all our blessings, the provider of all our mercies. Thank you, Jesus. The author of all our experiences. He sees the perils that we cannot see. He may permit to come upon his people, that which filled their heart with sadness, because he sees that they have need to make straight path for their feet. Let the lame be turned out of the way. Wow. He knows our frame and remember that we are dust. Even the very hair of our head are numbered. He works through natural causes to lead his people to remember that he has not forgotten them, but that he desires them to forsake the way which, if they were permitted to follow, unchecked and unreproved, would lead them into great perils. Lord, we realize that many times we cannot understand you, and we try to blame others, and we blame the devil, and the devil laugh at us. But I pray, Lord, that you will help us to understand that when we surrender our life to you, you are in control of our life. And whatever happened to us, you will deliver. So I pray, Lord, that we will walk and talk with you, that we will hear your voice and know that you are always there with us when the time of trouble comes. We give you thanks. Amen. You see, trial comes to us all to lead us to investigate our hearts, to see if they are purified from all the defilements constantly, from all the defilements. Constantly, the Lord is working for our present and eternal salvation. Things occur. We see unexplainable, seems unexplainable, but if we trust in the Lord and wait patiently for him, humbling our hearts before him, he will not permit the enemy to triumph. Things occur which seems unexplainable, but if we trust in the Lord and wait patiently for him, humbling our hearts before him, he will not permit the enemy to triumph. The Lord will save his people in his own way, by such means and instrumentally, that the glory will be returned to him. To him alone belongs the praise. Dear Lord, thank you for the reminder this evening. God, so many times we take the praise for ourselves. I do this and such a person did that, and forget all about you. But we ask for your forgiveness tonight, Lord. I ask for your forgiveness. Because all praises belongs to you. Amen. Every soul that is saved must be partaker with Christ to his suffering, that he may be partaker with him in his glory. How few undesire why God subject them to trials. It is by the trials of our faith that we gain spiritual strength. The Lord seeks to educate his people to lean wholly upon him. He desires them, through the lesson that he teaches them, to become more and more spiritualized. More and more spiritualized. If his word is not followed in all humility and meekness, he brings to them experiences which, if rightly received, will help to prepare them for the work to be done in his name. God desires to reveal his power in a marked manner through the lives of his people. God desires to reveal his power in a marked manner through the lives of his people. Manifest 76, 1903. God desires us to be close to him, to seek him, to follow him, to humble ourselves, have humility and meekness. And when we feed upon the word of God and be obedient and we allow the Holy Spirit to work in our lives, a transformation will be taking place in our lives. So when the trials come and the temptation comes and the storm comes, we will have that hope, knowing that through it all, we learn to trust in Jesus. Yes. And we learn to depend upon him. May God help us tonight, that when trials come, we do not fall apart. We remember who we belong to, and who we can turn to, and who is waiting to hear from us, knowing that there is room at the cross for us all. I want to give God thanks tonight for the reminder that though he slay me, yet will I trust God. Yet will I trust him, because he promised that he will never leave me nor forsake me. And all of us on the line tonight, in spite of what you may be going through, his promises are sure. And we do not know it all. We do not know it all, because many times we repeat the promises of God, but we do not have any faith. We don't exercise faith in God. We have faith in ourselves and in others and in things, but not in God. We have faith in the things that we can see. And him that we cannot see, he is the person we are supposed to have faith in. Because faith is the substance of things not seen. So, we can't see faith. Cannot see faith. So I would encourage each one tonight, in time of trouble, or before trouble comes, keep trusting in God.
Amen.
There's been times I didn't know right from wrong. But in every situation, God gave me blessed consolation that my trials come to only make me strong. And through it all, through it all, I've learned to trust in Jesus. Yes, I've learned to trust in God. Through it all, through it all, I've learned to depend upon His word. Every hair on our head are numbered. Every hair. So, all who believe that if they clean their head, clean it off completely, they make stuff now to pull the hair root out. All of them are numbered by God.
Brother Claire.
He knows everything about us. A woman doing it too, Brother Claire. And I know that sickness. I know that sickness caused it to happen. But I'm just drawing an illustration to say every hair on our head or number. That's how we know so much about us.
Oh, yes.
And who He loves, He chastens. He loves all of us. But there are times He wants to use us. So He wants to refashion us. So He has to mold us.
Mm-hmm.
And just as how the potter molds the clay, turn it around. Look, sometimes there are little weeds in it. Sometimes there are little ear pockets in it. You cannot make the pot like the pottery like that. You have to see to it that everything is smooth. And that's how He does to us every day.
Mm-hmm.
Every day. And the beauty about it, many times we don't want to be molded.
Mm.
We want Him to use us. But we don't want to be molded. And He cannot use us that way. Because I dressed up in a nice dress. Well spoken. And I can fool the crowd. But while I'm there, make something happen. Let somebody say something. I hear that somebody say something. Or just squeeze my toe on my child. And then I get off completely off my rockers.
Mm.
And the true person exposed. Because I am not willing to be molded by God.
Mm-hmm.
When He molds us and refashions us, things come to us like when you throw water and ducks back. Yes, things doesn't bother you. You don't worry about the things that is going on that doesn't concern you. You pray about it.
Mm-hmm.
Instead of trying to fix it. God doesn't want any help. You pray about it. And when you pray about it, when we pray about it, I like to include myself in things. Because many times self puffed up.
Mm-hmm.
So when we pray about it, He will show us and direct us and tell us when to say something.
Yes.
And he said, the word of God said, we must try the Spirit. Sometimes it's not the Spirit of the Lord tell us to open our mouth. At the time when we did. So it make a confusion. Because we have to remember in our spiritual walk that he sent thine Spirit in time past gone. And that's why I have to apply the word of God to my life. So sometimes it's not gone. We have to inquire again and get the confirmation. For he is working his purpose out.
Yes.
And sometimes we are hindrance in his way. May God help us tonight. Help me not to be a hindrance. But if I am, or when I am, I ask him to help me to stop and to let him have his way.
Mm-hmm.
In our life. So, loving Father, I want to give you thanks tonight for speaking to my heart and all of us' heart, reminding us that you have called us and we have answered and say, yes, Lord, surrender. And we are willing to go and willing to serve you and to allow you to rule our lives. But Lord, we have failed and we try to do it on our own. But tonight, Lord, we dedicate our lives to you again and again. Every day, Lord. Every day, help us to sharpen the sword. And your sword will sharpen us. And that we can be obedient to your word. Bless each one on the global prayer hotline tonight, near and far. Those that are silently listening, Lord, some may have fallen asleep. But it's their desire to come onto the line. Even some have come to the line and with children. Sometimes they want to participate, but children would disturb the line. Lord, you know the desires of their heart, why they come to the line. I ask for your blessing upon them and upon those children. Because one day, Lord, I know, by your grace, those children will grow up to be silent and to declare your word. So I pray that you'll be with Sister Emily and Sister Verona, Sister Smart. Hold them, Lord, and mold them. Sister Avon, Sister Nelson, Marling, Sister Margaret, Lord, we all need you tonight to be molded, Brother Claire, Sister Norma, Sister Peggy, and Sister Judith, Brother Golden, Sister Jones, and Sister Norma, Lord. All these names, Lord, are names that have not been called. Sister Julia, be with each one tonight as we lay ourselves at the altar another time. Is our all at the altar sacrifice name. Yes, Lord, we lay our all to you. And we ask that you control our spirit, our heart, and our mind. and lead us into the path of righteousness. By your name's sake, we give yourself. Amen.